Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about rejected. We've been talking about the last couple of days about this concept of catching and throwing bids. A bid, we said, is anytime someone attempts to connect with you. We talked about the importance of when people try to connect with you, it could be your spouse, your kids, friends, important people in your life, they're trying to connect with you. God is also throwing bids our way. Every single day. And there's these amazing opportunities hidden in every day that God has built into our day. And often they come in the form of these bids that both God and people are throwing our way. These opportunities that people are throwing our way to try to connect with them. And sometimes we receive those bids, but sometimes we reject those bids. And when we don't catch that bid, when we reject the bid, it's very dishonoring. It's very disrespectful. It can make the other person feel very rejected and discouraged, like they were not valued, they were not feeling cherished because that bid was rejected. We also talked about the importance of throwing bids in the direction of other people that are meaningful to them. We all like to connect in a certain way. And it's developing that understanding, knowing the people around you and throwing bids on purpose their way in the way or the style that they like to connect, because we're all a little bit different. But sometimes as you start to throw those bids in other people's direction, they're going to reject them. They're not going to catch those bids. They're going to reject them. It's going to happen sometimes. And sometimes you can get these feelings of feeling rejected in those times. When you're trying to do good and you're trying to give, you're trying to be a blessing to people, but they won't receive it. They reject it. They won't connect with you for whatever reason. You got to fight off these feelings of rejection. And we can learn some lessons from Jesus and these examples. Think about Jesus. He was rejected by his own hometown. The people in his own hometown would not receive him. He could do no mighty works in his hometown. His people, the Jewish people, rejected him. They're the ones that killed him. The leaders, the scribes and the high priests and the religious leaders, those were his people. Those are the people that God had set apart for him. And they're the ones that rejected him. The most honored and revered of the people, they were the ones that rejected him. But what does God do? What does Jesus do? He keeps responding with grace. He keeps responding with grace. He doesn't let it get to him. He says he was the stone that the builders rejected. He was the stone that the builders rejected, but now he's become the capstone. He's become the cornerstone. Doesn't let it get to him. He's full of grace. And learning to handle these times when your bids get rejected, handling them with grace, and you don't let it get you discouraged. You don't let it get you disappointed. You handle them with grace and you just say, you know what? I'm just going to continue to do good. I'm going to continue to be a blessing, whether they receive it or not. I've set my heart, I've set my mind on this. I'm going to continue to do good and to be a blessing. Because if you don't, it's going to happen. And you're going to get these opportunities to get discouraged. So we're going to be taking communion over this today, just asking for God's help, for his grace to flow in these times where you're trying to do good, you're trying to connect, but the people aren't receiving it. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance, to make it active and relevant right now in this present moment today. It helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, every time you take communion, you're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance is a really big deal because you have to prove the death or proclaim the death to activate all of the benefits. So every time we take communion, it's like an activation of all of the benefits of this new covenant. And it's this opportunity to take these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to stir them into our soul, into our mind and imagination and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical that we do in the cracker and the juice. And I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. But it's important we take communion the right way, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that honor and reverence, that deep respect for him. This is a bid. This is an opportunity for us to come together with him and to connect with him, to come to this communion table, to commune with him, to connect with him around the sacrifice of his son. It's a very precious thing to him. This is a bid we're throwing in God's direction today, something that's pleasing to him. But it's important that we take it the right way, out of that sense of honor and respect for him. So the way we typically do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. The Apostle Paul says to examine ourselves before we take communion. And the process that we use is we talk about, are we making today a masterpiece? Because ultimately, when it all comes down to it, how are we doing today? Often we procrastinate and put things out into the future, but how are we doing today? Are we staying connected with God today? Are we walking in faith? Are we walking in love? How are we doing today? Then after our time of communion lately, we've been talking about some practical workout advice. Physical exercise. I think physical exercise is a physical expression of exercising our faith. And it's through working out, through physical exercise, that we can learn how to, by faith, receive this grace from God and allow him to do the work. We can practically experience and practice him doing the work through us, to take a graceful approach that allows that to happen. And then once you understand how to do that, once you're practicing it and you're applying it, once you know how to do that, you can apply that into every other area of your life. You can apply that into your purpose, into your family, into other areas of your health, into your finances, into your time, into your community around you. You can apply those principles once you learn how to do it. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll go from there. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about, are we making today a masterpiece? How do you make today a masterpiece? You get connected to the master. And it's usually just very basic fundamentals. Are we walking in these basic fundamentals? Are we growing stronger in them? Are we getting more skilled at these things? Bringing the presence and the energy and the fun into these fundamentals, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. We're going to do these four things today. We're going to take our position in Christ. We're going to take our position in the light. We're going to magnify that light to make it bigger or greater. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And then we're going to take action, do those things that we know to do. And we're going to do them together in partnership with God. So our first one, let's take our positioning in the light today. Every day as time moves forward, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light. It has to happen every single day. And either you're in the light or you're in darkness. This is the on-off switch. There's no in-between. Either you're in the light or you're in darkness. Every day, you got to keep repositioning yourself. All of us do, back into humility. back into humility, willing to grow, willing to change, willing to repent, willing to honor others and humble ourselves. It's God gives grace to the humble. We're going to receive that forgiveness from God. We're going to walk in forgiveness with ourselves. We're going to let some things go that other people do. We're going to walk in forgiveness with them. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Think about that for a second. We're going to take our position in love today. And love keeps no record of wrongs. Love is externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing? I'm going to let those things from the past go. I'm going to focus on today in this present moment. How can I do good? To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in gratitude and praise. Just thankful rather than a position of venting and complaining and all these types of things. And when you take your position in the light, we're in Christ. And God has given us everything he has in Christ, everything he wanted to give Jesus. He gave it to him, and it's all available in Christ, and it's available to flow through us today. You got his spirit, you got his power, his presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind, his health and energy. You become part of his family. You got his purpose. You got an eternal purpose to walk out with him today. You got his time, his finances, everything he has. You're full and complete in him. It's all in there. So first, we've got to take our positioning in it. Then we've got to start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. To expand the capacity where God can flow more of this through us. Because it starts small. It starts as a seed. Everything in the kingdom starts as a seed. But then we've got to expand that capacity where God can flow more of it through us. Also gets it more rooted and established in our hearts. We become more fixed and consistent and immovable. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on. Think of meditation. What am I thinking about? What am I rolling over in my mind consistently? What am I consistently talking about over and over again? Where is my attention? Where is my focus? So to magnify the light, we can be magnifying God's word. Just pick some scriptures. One of my favorite ones. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so having all sufficiency in all times and all things, you can abound to every good work and be generous on every occasion. When issues and problems come at you, you magnify that. You just keep rolling that over in your mind all throughout the day. You can magnify his unfailing love. Just be thinking about his unfailing love all throughout the day. His love, it never fails. His love never fails. He is love, and love never fails. You can think about his faithfulness. He always fulfills his promises. He's always on time. You can just be thinking about that all throughout the day. His mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. Our right standing in Christ. Our righteousness in Christ. You got right standing with God. You're right with him today. He eagerly desires to help you today because of what Jesus did. You can magnify every good thing that he put within you. You got this treasure in jars of clay. You can stay focused on all the things that are going well rather than all the things that are going wrong. These are ways we can magnify the light. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring them into the light, to acknowledge those issues and problems. Not to deny them, to bring them into the light, but say, you know what? God is bigger. Nothing's impossible for him. He loves me. He's for me. Nothing's impossible for him. This is no big deal. Choosing not to magnify those problems. You've probably experienced this where you got some issue or problem, and the more you think about it, the more you talk about it, the more you meditate on it and stew on it, it feels like it grows bigger on the inside of you. That's that magnification. We're just going to do it in the light rather than in the dark. We're going to take that same principle. We're going to apply it to the things of God, and it's going to grow bigger on the inside of you. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. He gives us free will. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, refusing to change and repent and grow. Stay stuck in bitterness and unforgiveness, looking out for ourselves, venting, complaining, focusing on the issues and the problems, trying to figure it all out in our mind. I think for a lot of people, this happens because we've never been taught. We've never been trained that all this is available. We've never learned how to cast our cares onto him. A lot of people talk about that, but very few people actually do it. We've never been trained. We never trained in this. And so all the weight and all the pressure, we try to figure it all out ourselves. We're looking at just what we can do rather than what God can do. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness or you're magnifying darkness, here's some things you may experience. Might find yourself retaliating at people, trying to get back at them, withholding good things that you know you should be doing because you're upset with them, avoiding people, giving them the silent treatment, withdrawing your presence. Then you'll feel this in your spirit, just this heaviness and this pressure, like all the weight of the issues and problems are sitting on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big one. When you're positioned in darkness, your energy levels just begin to go down and down and down. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. If you're dreading something in the future, your positioning's off. Confusion about which way to go, which steps to take. You get stuck in these vicious cycles that become very hard to break free from. But when you're in the light, there is this rest in your soul. And when you rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing because you've got his peace and his joy and his love and his power and his energy, his mind all flowing through you. Now all of a sudden you got hope in any and every situation because you got God with you. You get these flashes of insight because his mind starts to flow through you and he just begins to effortlessly set you free. Out of bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles that you've been stuck in. And if all this weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace that if we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around. Because one of our biggest challenges is sustaining our positioning, sustaining our focus all throughout the day. Sometimes we lose that connection. We lose that positioning. Someone says something, someone does something, issues and problems come at you, pressures of life come at you, and they knock us out of position. And when you recognize those symptoms, that's where we got to get good at, recognize those symptoms. And when you recognize them, turning it back around quickly. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me for whatever it was. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. You give yourself that grace in the middle. You walk in forgiveness with other people. If you need to reconcile with somebody else, you take those steps. And you do it quickly. Why? Because it's not worth it to be out of position. Because there's no grace there. It's better to humble yourself and repent and say you're sorry or whatever you got to do to get it right. Have peace in that relationship. To get back into this position because that's where the grace flows. And then you start praising him and thanking him for his grace and his goodness and his love. And all of a sudden you'll feel it flow. You'll feel that weight lift off of you. Your energy levels rise up. Everything feels free and easy again. You'll feel that peace and that joy just flow all of a sudden again. It's truly this amazing gift. And then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day God's trying to lead us and guide us and train us. But we got to stay tuned in. If we're not following his leading, it's hard to go where he's trying to take us in life. One of my favorite ways to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then I like to magnify. What are the ways that I saw God showing up today? What good things happened today? What were my wins for today? Then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? And you just get still and you listen. And whatever comes into your mind, you just begin to write it down. You begin to record your journey day by day with God. Then you stay tuned in throughout the day. You ever feel like you're losing that connection with him? Just slow down. Just take a minute or two. Just slow down, get reconnected with him. You ever unsure on something? You don't know what to do or which step to take? Just ask him. And then wait until you know, because sometimes we get out ahead of God. We try to figure it out ourselves and we get out ahead of God because we're not doing things we know to do. If you ask him, he'll show you every single time. Wait until you know. Wait until you have that peace on the inside and then start to move. Then the last thing I like to do in my journal is plan the upcoming day with God. What do you know to do today? Get still. Say, God, what's on your plan for the next day? And then you start to do this. What's on your to-do list? Is there anything you know to do over the next day? Anything you know needs to get done? Anything in your conscience? Anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do? You make out your list and then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. We're going to take our position right away. First thing in the morning, let's get positioned. Humility, grace, gratitude, love. Let's get positioned right away. Get connected to him. And then we're going to walk out this plan together with him in partnership with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with that peace and that joy flowing all throughout the day. That's how we make today a masterpiece. We're going to stay tuned in because sometimes he's going to course correct your path throughout the day. Sometimes he's got hidden opportunities in your day that you weren't expecting. Stay tuned in to him throughout the day. As you do this, it does something like magnetize you. You get that grace flowing through you, and his grace beautifies. And beauty is attractive and magnetic. Just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. Let's talk about this rejected. Sometimes you're going to try to do good. You're going to throw bids in the direction of other people, trying to be a blessing, trying to do good, trying to connect with them, to make them feel honored and cherished, to be a blessing to them. And sometimes they're going to reject it. Sometimes they're going to reject it. Think about this. Jesus was rejected by his own people. He's rejected in his own hometown. You look at it. His brothers, his own brothers, are treating him with contempt and disrespect. He was rejected by his people. He was rejected by the leaders and the priests of his people, the people that God had put in place. He was rejected by them. These are people that he wanted to be accepted by. He was rejected. But how did he handle it? He handled it with grace. He was full of grace and truth. He kept trying to do good. He kept trying to do good. He kept trying to be a blessing. Don't get discouraged. Don't get down. Just keep focusing on how can I do good? How can I be a blessing? So we're going to take communion over this today, asking for God's help. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for you, to have you in our lives. We have this opportunity to be accepted by you rather than be rejected. We thank you for all that Jesus went through, that he was rejected by his own people, but he still stayed full of grace and truth. We're asking for your help today to become more like him. And when we throw opportunities to connect, to do good, to be a blessing to other people around us, and those bids don't get accepted, they get rejected for whatever reason, that you would help us to handle that, just beauty and grace, to handle it in a beautiful way, to still keep doing good, to not get down or discouraged. Help us keep our minds positioned in the light when those things happen. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, think about it, he was betrayed, he was rejected by his own disciples, by one of his disciples, he got betrayed. The people close to him. We thank you that on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. You are accepted in him. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe you experience God helping you with this. Just helps you to know him better. To know his heart and his kindness and his goodness that much more. His love. So Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Stay focused on doing good. Throw bids in people's direction. Catch those bids that they're throwing to you. Because some people may throw some bids to you and you don't catch those bids and they feel rejected. But maybe they don't know how to handle that just yet. Let's catch those bids other people are throwing our way. And let's get good at throwing bids that are meaningful in the direction of the important people in our life. And if they don't receive them, keep going. Keep doing good. Keep being a blessing. It's grace that softens people's hearts, makes them receptive to this. So let's talk about some practical workout stuff here. On our daily communion workout, it is a daily workout. If you don't have the daily communion workout, if you get onto our email list at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, on every daily communion meditation email that comes out, there's the daily workout that goes along with it. But there's going to be some low days. There's going to be some days when you show up to work out and you just don't have it. There's going to be some days when you're tired, you're worn out, you're sore, maybe it's been a busy, long day, maybe you're just mentally and emotionally tired. There'll be some days when you just don't have it for whatever reason, who knows why. And the question becomes, you know, do you just take the day off? What do? On those low days, here's what I've learned to do. What can you do? What can you do? Maybe it's just you can do one set of push-ups. Maybe you just do one push-up. What can you do? Just get started and do whatever you can do. There's days when I take the normal weights that I'm doing and I don't lift any of those. I do way scaled back versions. There's low days sometimes. But often what I've found is that right after these low days, often you'll go to new highs. If you'll just show up and you'll do what you can do every day. Think about this example in the Bible. When the woman pours the perfume on the feet of Jesus, Jesus says this thing. He says she did what she could do. And it was a beautiful thing. When you just show up every day and you do what you can do, some days are going to be low days. You can't do as much, but what can you do? It becomes a beautiful thing in his sight. Because we're doing it as a way to honor him and to connect with him in our workouts, in our physical exercise. On those low days, often if you'll just show up and you do what you can do, it's a beautiful thing. You're going to find that you're going up to some of your highest days not too long after that. So how you handle those low days is one of the most important parts of this whole workout system that we're doing. You got to keep showing up on those low days. What can you do? What can you do? But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.